Hallelujah Bread 14, Part 3. Born of God. There are those who have experienced the power of God in regeneration. We who have been born from above have this witness that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. From the viewpoint of any casual observer, believers are not distinguishable from unbelievers. Churches and cults are convinced of their special status with God. Only God knows if their names are written in the Book of Life or that they have been born again. The Gospel of Grace declares that this status of adopted sons and daughters may be received as a free gift. It is not awarded because of religious works or righteous deeds. God initiates this transaction supernaturally. He answers those who cry out with a sincere heart. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. From Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered or saved, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Speaking again of parables, why did Jesus teach in parables? Matthew 13:10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it is not given to them. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. You may ask, How is this fair? According to the knowledge and wisdom of God, some are called and equipped, while others remain unchosen. This is clearly a mystery among the mysteries of God. God prepares the heart of those he calls, and at a time of his choosing. Jesus the Messiah is the only path to God the Father. We are to understand that not all will receive Jesus. They cannot be among those who may call themselves sons of God or children of God. Reading John 6:37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. And in John 14:6, Jesus is the only way. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is the Father in heaven who makes the decision about those who will be drawn forth, or chosen, to be entitled the Son of God. But the qualifying fact is that they are to come to the Father through only one gateway, that of the Son, who is also called the door of the sheepfold, John chapter 10. Believing in God, you do well. So do the demons, and they tremble. But to go into the sheepfold by any other means is not permitted. John 10:7-10. John the Apostle writes in his 1 John chapter 3, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. John continues to clarify the identifying traits of those who are God's children and the children of the devil later in the same chapter.